We are gathered as a group up here in the chapel in the pines in the sunny woodlands of New Hampshire with Summer Acoustic Music Week, the thick of it. This is a Wednesday broadcast, a live broadcast, and we have guests who have been already teaching, performing, and being part of this Summer Acoustic Music Week WUMB learning community. So we will welcome Cozy Sheridan, amazing singer-songwriter, and Kate Campbell, same. Their credentials are extraordinary. And let's just give them a shout out so that the people listening right now know that we are here live. Yes, may I hear the... And that welcome is even before they've begun to play the music. Wait till you hear the music. So let's begin with Cozy Sheridan. And Cozy, you now live in Maynard, Massachusetts.
Yeah? I do, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And have been writing songs with such eloquence. One of the qualities about Cozy's songwriting that I admire is her use of language, just a clean use of language and reference to classical background. And with that kind of clarity, you take on lots of subjects. One of the subjects that Cozy more recently took on was fences and neighbors. And there is a song of hers that I hope she's going to do this morning, maybe not the first, but that we'll hear about My Fence and My Neighbor. Cozy, what would you like to play for us?
Well, I could do that, but I was going to start with a new one.
Right, great.
And I told Charlie that, so to be fair to my bass player here, I think I will go with it.
And would that be Charlie Koch on bass?
Charlie Koch, yeah. Fabulous. This is a song that we talk about meter and things like that, and in this song I was letting myself kind of be a little more conversational. Charlie and I have met later in life, and so we had both established our personal habits on the sink in the kitchen. And it's been a little bit of an issue, and so this song is the result of many journal entries. Oh, shit! Gravity happened.
I'm scared that you're gonna
And we're just
we're getting
ready here. Yeah. Yep, we had a little gravity issue, and it took a cup of water with it.
Yep, there we go.
And it's getting sorted out.
Now, see, for sink issues, here we are. We're immediately having some domestic dish things happen.
Let's just help them with your intro.
I appreciate you helping me with that. Yeah.
Yes. So we're now cleaning up the water that may have spilled on the floor.
Right. So that nobody is electrocuted in the midst of their.
And Cozy, while our amazing tech Judy Wong takes care of this problem for us. You also do a lot of songwriting teaching. Are you teaching a songwriting class here this week?
I am. I'm teaching songwriting games. We played a game today, and we're doing a different game every day to sort of inspire our inspiration each morning,
give us
a new direction to go in. I find that if you give people a few arbitrary rules that narrows the channel of their river, sometimes it speeds up your creativity.
Nice. Narrows the channel of your river. Good.
All right. So the domestic thing. Here we go. This is called The Dishes.
Dishes in the sink, it bothers you a lot. It would be better if I did not leave dishes in the sink. I think we agree. The sink means one thing to you and another to me. I leave dishes in the sink. My mother was a housewife, trapped in a time that said, here is your life in dishes and cleaning. She found little meaning, but my mother stood at the sink. And you'd think the dish was washer could make our problem go away. But I remember my mother. Every day she would reach and bend, load and unload again. And my mother stood at the sink, 'cause she was married to a man who was raised to think that what he did all day meant he didn't have to stand at the sink or the dust. Every day you clean one room. So I've built myself a life with few dishes to do, 'cause when I stand at the sink, it's like she's standing there too. And I praise the day that I can leave the sink and walk away. One dish, one room, one day after another, I leave dishes in the sink to rescue my mother.
Cozy, that is a superb song.
Thank you.
And Charlie, with whom you share a kitchen sink, is a superb bass player. In fact, Charlie removed his shoes so that we would not get the pounding of the bass player's foot in addition to the sound of the instrument. And another thing that is often written off, as it were, around songwriters is the quality of guitar playing. Most often, singer-songwriters are guitar players and will accompany themselves on guitar. Cozy is a superb guitar player, just beautiful. Tell us about the guitar you have, please.
I only own one third of it.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, this was Charlie's guitar when I met him, and I wanted to own part of it. So we did sort of a trade, and I got a third interest in this guitar, which is a lovely Collings. I owned a Collings of my own, but we decided we were filling so many humidifiers in our house.
Oh, yes.
We needed a few less guitars. So we share this one, and it's actually one of the first few things that I've ever shared. We're doing pretty well with it. I'm not a good sharer.
Well, I think you're, yeah. And having made that remark about the guitar playing, I encourage our listeners here in the room and also at home to notice that, to pay attention to the guitar playing. And now I hope I have not set up Kate Campbell so that I make her nervous. No.
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 She owns 100% of her guitar.
She owns 100%
of my Collings.
Yes. Yes.
And this is not my only one.
Oh.
And they made them especially for me.
There is a great deal of bowing going on.
However,
and some scraping here, right, yeah.
But I paid for all of them, so it wasn't one of those, you know, artist whatever things, because apparently, you know, I'm a folkie and that didn't really, you know, I'm not big enough to have my Kate Campbell Collings.
It does not sell quite enough guitars,
no, I don't
the folkie
think so.
Thing, no.
No, I don't have the endorsement anyway.
However, they're missing a good opportunity, because when you play guitar, you play great. And so, friends, Kate Campbell, who is from the sweet sunny South.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Welcome. And what will you be doing? A new song, I think.
I am. I just, I didn't know I was going to do a record. So it's been about 2 years. I kept thinking about making a new record and had this. I always liked Johnny Cash when I was a little girl, and June Carter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him at SeaWorld of Florida in 1970. I just want to say that on air. And,
very,
you know,
important,
June,
yeah.
You know, she, you, oh, it was just great. Anyway.
There's more bowing and scraping in the room. That was
That's
pretty
right.
big.
That's
to
right.
See
I'm
them.
Pretty good
yeah.
with John. But, you know, I never thought of him as an influence of mine or anything like that. It was just, I'm sure he was But I didn't think of it that way, you know. But I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I just like woke up one night, now I'm just having this dream about Johnny Cash, and started thinking about writing some new tunes and kind of giving a little bit of homage to Johnny Cash. And the new recording was going to be called Kate Campbell in Black. And
I don't know about
then,
that.
I know it wasn't going, but hey, it got me going on the, you know, making the recording, starting to write. And I wrote this tune with Tom Kimmel, who's a great songwriter and I've worked with for many years. And this is the first song we wrote, and it's well, y'all will know. So, and I got a little mando accompaniment with me today, which is one of my favorite things about camp, because I'm always playing by myself on the road, and which has made me a better guitar player, I think.
You have to pull in all of that sound. But when you can invite Chris James to play the mandolin part, that's probably a good move, too.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know. So here we go. Are we ready? I'm not bitter. I'm just mad. I'm not broken. But you know I'm sad. What good's a dream if it won't come true? Well, I ain't done yet, but I'm damn sure blue. I'm damn sure blue on a sunny day when the clouds inside won't blow away. Can't see why good people do such hateful things, but they damn sure do. An ill wind blows, a robin weeps for a hungry child out on the street, and the lonely soul in her shuttered room as the cold world turns. I'm damn sure blue. I'm damn sure blue on a sunny day when the clouds inside won't blow away, and I can't see why good people do such hateful things, but they damn sure do. About me, I love to talk, but do I dare walk the walk and look myself in the eye or turn away and pass on by? I'm damn sure blue a sunny day when the clouds inside won't blow away, and I can't see why good people do such hateful things, but they damn sure do. Damn sure blue, and a hard rain falls. Night sets in on one and all. So where's the light to guide us through? Well, it's not there, and I'm damn sure blue. Where's the light to guide us through? Well, it's not there, and I'm damn sure blue.
Kate Campbell, and that was with Chris James on mandolin, and Johnny Cash was all over that guitar playing. There's no question about it. Yeah, you got that thing, and it was that thing. Yeah, no, that thing.
You could say thing, right?
It was. It was right. And Cozy Sheridan, some of the time you're still in Utah, you had...
I go there once a year to run a camp that I started a music camp when I lived there as a way to stay home.
And, nice. I understand.
Make some money in October, which is a beautiful time to be in Southern Utah. And now that I live out here, it's a beautiful time to visit Southern Utah and go on the road.
Right.
So
right.
Moab Folk Camp. It's like a little music camp that we have in Moab at the end of October.
Great. And we are so pleased to have you here, living nearby. I'm speaking as someone who also lives in Massachusetts. This is a plus to have Cozy much more in the neighborhood these days. And song? What are you thinking
for
this time?
Well, you mentioned our song about our neighbor. I'm actually wearing a shirt that I bought at the neighbor's thrift store. The store comes into the song that I go to her store. This is a song I wrote, and I want to give a thanks to Sally Barris, who's a great songwriting teacher. And I was teaching with her at a workshop in Arizona as I was writing this song, and I sat in the back of her workshop and edited this song for 3 days. And she kept repeating the same thing over and over again. And I'll just put it out there, which is, and this is Sally's, not Cozy's. Where am I? What do I want? How do I get there? Where am I? What do I want? How do I get there? And she kept saying that over and over again. This song was not in the order it's in now at all. Until I kept listening to her over and over again and going, where am I? What do I want? How do I get there? So this is a song I started in January after the inaugural in 2017. Charlie had gone skiing in Utah, and I was in Maynard, and I didn't know that many people, and I hadn't got to know my neighbor very well. And when I had first come to live with Charlie, the house next to us was empty. In the interim, some people moved in, and Charlie told me about them, and he said, you know, they're a couple that's just gotten together. They're both divorced, and between them, they have 5 teenagers. And I said to him, you know, I was thinking about putting up this fence between our house. And I said, I think we should put up the fence before they move in. And I did. So when they move in, I'm the woman who put up the fence. I go over to say, hi, I'm your neighbor, and, you know, there's a fence there now. And it turns out she's a wonderful woman. But it was hard to get to know somebody when you put a fence up, you know. It's just how it goes. And then Charlie is gone. The inaugural's happening, and I am sitting in my office, and I can see her driveway from my bedroom window. I can watch her in her home. When the neighbors first moved in, I'm the one who built the fence. And I'm the kind who can hold out her hand if I know my line of defense. We are living in interesting times, and the sky falls every day. And I used to think my fence could make the world go away. But this morning, all I know is I want to fall down and cry. And this morning, I don't need my fence. I need my neighbor on the other side. I've seen my neighbor with her children in the morning, driving them to school. And I've seen her play a game in the driveway. She knows how to set and bend a rule. And I don't know that much about her, but I dropped in and we've talked at her store. And each time I come away wanting to know a little bit more. And this morning, all I know
this morning, I don't need my fence. I need my neighbor on the other side. I'm not the first one to protest, and I'm the last one with a sign. And I mostly want to be left in peace to make my pretty designs. And I don't know from trade agreements, and I don't understand all I hear. But I wasn't certain when the neighbors moved in, and now I am glad they are here. 'Cause this morning all I know is I wanna fall down and cry. This morning I don't need my fence, I need my neighbor on the other side.
And Cozy Sheridan, there's a video as well online with this, and it's a beautiful example of a folk sensibility music video,
Thank you.
And My Neighbor.
I appreciate that.
It's quite lovely. When I saw that, it came through an inbox for me, and I clicked on to hear the song, and I went down, and I said, Linda, let's find a time to get together.
Oh, wow.
I want you to know that, because we don't. I mean, she lives at the foot of the hill, and we know each other, and we've come together around many crises over time, but that song, and we did. She came up, we had coffee.
Oh,
so those are the kinds of moves that we can continue to make, and the song triggers that sort of response. Much as Kate's. I mean, these are the ways that songwriting can change lives and have the meaning that we don't exactly have the words for. Mm-hmm. And so Cozy and Kate together for this show this morning model something, many things. And Kate, when you started talking about how you're dreaming about Johnny Cash, you were giving an insight into the creative mind that was very generous of you. So all of these things are part of this WUMB program geared toward bringing as many of us together to be creative sources and to learn from other creative sources and keep the music alive as is possible. And it's a great gathering. Having said all those words, what else have you got up your sleeve?
Well, you set me up, you know, you're giving me a hard...
I'm sorry.
I don't want to, not have reached those high expectations.
I would say that tucked into every song either of you does, there is a certain sensibility that you won't go wrong. Whatever song of yours you choose to do will be the right one.
Well, I was going to follow up and say it is about paying attention to, I say this to my songwriting classes, what interests you? If things you dream or, little phrases, it's learning to pay attention to those things. And you know, it might be something you think, well, that's not going to be a song. You shouldn't even be thinking that way. Instead, you should be saying, I saw this interview with so-and-so today. Why am I interested in that? Why am I interested in that little phrase? Or I saw a great musician playing today, and I think there was this cool lick. How can I figure out how to learn that and use that? And I think it's a lot about paying attention. And I also wanted to follow up. I mean, I just really think that's a stunning song that Cozy just sang. And I went to see the Fred Rogers documentary last week.
Oh, good.
And I cried the whole way through it. I mean, it was just, and it was always about being a good neighbor. And I think we've forgotten it. So if y'all haven't seen... Mr. Rogers, I keep calling him Mr. Rogers, documentary, please,
please go see it. It's fantastic. Which leads me to, you know, I wasn't going to do this tune. Another thing I love about Sam W. is last night we had different things, and I was in my cabin, and Chris came over, and I don't know, he was just going, I don't know how we got, it was like, what songs are you going to do tomorrow? I don't know how this happened. He wanted to play Damn Sure Blue, and then I was thinking about it, and he says to me, hey, you know that song about the four little girls? And because Chris, we've been at camp one other time,
two years ago,
we were at camp together, and I didn't even realize that I'd sung that, or maybe it was, I don't know when I sang it, but I guess I did at camp. And that's what we're going to do. And again, it's about paying attention, and I realized I've written many songs about, you know, obviously, things in my life. It's a way for me to talk about things, and I realized somewhere along the way that the event that probably has, in my life, had the most importance was the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church. And I was only 2 years old when it happened. But I always knew about the four little girls because my daddy's a Baptist preacher. And the church was a safe place. And when that happened, you know, so here we go.
Four little girls dressed up nice, singing about Jesus, red and yellow, black and white, dreaming of freedom across the land, and all God's children walking hand in hand. One deadly blast shattered the peace, making for a dark Sunday morning on 16th Street. Who can explain such ignorant hate when the violent bear it away, merciful Jesus, lift up our sorrow upon your shoulders and bear it away. It hurts my heart to think of them, four little girls and what they could have been. But we never know about these things when the violent bear it away. Bear it away. Bear it away, merciful Jesus, lift up our sorrow upon your shoulder, bear it away, bear it away, bear it away. Our sorrow upon your shoulder and bear it away. Four little girls dressed up nice, singing about Jesus, red and yellow,
black and white.
We have Kate Campbell, who just sang a song of hers, Cozy Sheridan. The two of them have given us an extraordinary time, kind of in the middle of a morning or toward the end of a morning. And this is the Summer Acoustic Music Week program. The folks here will be dancing at a barn dance tonight, just so you know that we carry on the dancing and the energy. WUMB manages to keep these programs thriving. And I want to thank Grady Motes back at WUMB Station and John Landry, Patty Domeniconi, who is general manager of WUMB and somehow manages to be camp director here in addition. That woman works a lot. And John Dorshak, who is right here on the soundboard. And friends, I understand that Kate and Cozy have something we can just kind of go out with. Would that be the case? That would be the case. So why don't we thank them while they get their capos on?
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing a tune about the wild side of life. And as I listen to the words you are saying, well, it brings memories when I was a trusting wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. Oh, it's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. Times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.